right, y'all. So for this podcast, it's a very special one because I'm starting a new podcast, or rather my daughter is. This one will be called the Teen Talk Podcast, and it's hosted by your girl, no other than Marche Dynasty.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, so that's my little girl, right? So she is 13 going on 30. So serious, yes, I have a teenager and she will be 13 in January. So let's just pop it off like this. I try to install different things in my daughter, you guys, throughout life. I just give her little, you know, bits of what I'd have been through, you know, real player. You know, I give her things of what I have been through and I try to guide her so she won't be lost in a game. And unfortunately, a lot of things of life is a game. And I'm not saying necessarily play games, but I just want her to know real, recognize real. Yeah. So let's get on the topic of friends. And we're going to be talking about gossip versus tea, okay? I try to eliminate all sorts of mean girl energy. I will tell you the difference in my definition of gossip versus tea, and then I'll let daughter elaborate a little bit on that. And if y'all got any teens right here, I don't care if they boys, girls, definitely get them in this because they need to hear this, all right? So in my opinion, in my opinion, you guys, tea is like famous people. Tea is like anything that's just in the blogs or whatever. And one of her little friends might come up to her, "Hey, Marche, did you hear about Chris Brown? Girl, he got an album out. Or girl, you would never believe what happened at his show last night. Girl, a whole fight broke out." You know, that's some tea. It's something where it's not really hurting somebody, but at the same token, you just want to inform your friend. You want to have a little bit of girl chat, if you will. Versus gossip, that could be a little bit more personal, and they talk about people who you actually know, intended to destroy their character or indirectly hurt their feelings just to make you or them feel better or worse about themselves. And that one, the gossip, that's not okay in my book. That breeds mean girl energy. And if y'all got daughters, especially in the teenage years, it's the perfect time to open up about gossiping and letting them know that type of energy does not fulfill you. Marche.
Yep, I agree with that. That type of negativity is very bad, and mostly when you gossip, people will gossip about you back. So let's just say you gossip to a person, but then that person turns back around and tell the other person that you gossiped about. Ooh. See, they were gossiping behind your back without you noticing, and you just be agreeing. Ooh. And then you just dig yourself into a bigger hole.
You right, because people behind you, okay, that's a whole new look. She's putting a whole new look. She's putting a whole new outlet on it. Okay, so let's say that I have this friend, right? And the friend has gossiped to me about somebody else, right? Uh-huh. And then I put my own little two cents in it. Well, girl, you know, I ain't never like her anyway. Like,
yeah.
But then that friend, I don't know how she coming. And she go back and she run and tell old girl what I said when the friend the one who popped off the conversation.
Yeah, she the one who started it.
Ooh, that sounds personal. You the one.
For real though.
Yeah, it screams mean girl energy. And that's why I myself, as a mother and as a woman, I want to stay out of that. And I want you to stay out of that because people, it gets dangerous these days.
Yep.
And you have to really watch what you say about other people. You got to really protect yourself at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, you in this thing by yourself. You got your support system. You got your mom. You got your family. You got your friends. But at the same token, you have to watch 2 out of 10. Put it like that. Look, because I'm a solid 8 by myself. I'm a solid 8. You got to watch the other two. You got to watch them friends. You got to watch the frenemies. You got to watch people who claim to have your back, but
they don't.
Yes, those type of people are disposable. Those type of people who will possibly go in and out of your life. It's good to have a friendship for the rest of your life, but that's one of the things we really just don't see in the cards. We don't know.
Yep. I also like to add in, if somebody says a whole bunch of information about their self, like something that you would not say out of regular, that means that whatever you say, they'll probably say out of the blue. Even if that means it's an accident, or even if that means that it's on purpose, they'll say it probably without even noticing. But you just have to like not tell all your business to everybody.
Have you ever had a friend where they tell all of their business and then it makes you nervous telling your own
business. It gets like that.
Yeah, because guess what? If they're not afraid to tell all of their business, and
they're not afraid to tell any of yours.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a difference between a testimony versus a person who just loves the gossip, right? Okay, so a testimony is something that you have been through. You feel like God truly brought you out on the brighter side of things, and you're telling this just so you can encourage and motivate other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus you just gossiping, baby. You letting it all out. You telling people how your auntie was on drugs. You telling people how,
that's different.
With your mama and daddy going through in the house. You telling people about this and that just to talk, just to exploit your friends and family within your own household just because you want a storyline, right? Have you ever, okay, this is going for y'all out there because Marche don't watch this, but stuff like the Real Hot, look, I'm talking up here, talking to her like she grown, the Real Household of Atlanta, Bad Girls Club, this and that. It's a storyline ultimately. And some people in real life try to create storylines just so their life could seem a little bit more interesting, and that is toxic.
I agree 100%. You gotta just stick to one storyline,
because everybody has their own journey, everybody has their own destiny, but you have to do what feels right to you. But when you involve other people, because guess what, this is the thing, mm-hmm. when you start gossiping to other people about your own life, they be expecting updates.
Yeah, they be like, oh, how did it go?
Yeah, like have you ever told somebody something and you thought it was just gonna stay right
there. Like slide, like.
Yeah.
Just like one thing.
Mm-hmm. You thought it was just gonna stay right there, but then they come back to you with a stuck face. Like, okay, so Marsha, what happened? Did you ace, Y, and Z? And
yeah.
It's just like, dang, girl, you love it in my business, but like, I put you in my business originally. And another thing goes for that social media. If you guys have any teens that's on social media, now Marsha is not on social media, but if you have somebody on a Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case may be, y'all, I strongly dislike when people are on social media and they post pray for me, y'all, but they don't want to put nobody in their business as to what happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're leaving a door open for people to gossip
like,
about
what,
you.
Like, what happened? What happened? You're what you call it? You're leaving an opening for somebody to come and saying, oh, what happened? Feeling sorry for you so you can get more clout.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, now some people do it for clout. Look, that one meme when they be like, "Woo!" People do it for clout, y'all, and that is so dangerous. A friend who sit up here and exploit themselves and their family just to gain attention. That's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that person's going through something with you, they'll go behind your back and talk to somebody about you.
Yes.
Why am I Shay acting funny?
Yes. Why you gotta do it like that?
That's how I be.
For real though. That's just sad.
It's sad. And a lot of people don't realize that they're doing it. That's why that person does need help. But at the same token, you can't add fuel to the fire. You can't give them a story to go off of and create.
You can't set yourself on fire just to keep others warm.
Oh, I raised a good one. I raised a real one, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's give a clap. You can't set yourself on fire just to keep others warm. And that is so true. You can't put yourself in bad predicaments. Listen, if you're on the phone with your friend and you feel like that phone conversation is running dry, baby, that don't mean, and I speak from everything from experience. That's why I try to teach my daughter better, right? Because I done lived through it, okay? Some stuff she will have to figure out on her own, but my job is to navigate her as much through life as I can from my own experiences and knowing a possibility of outcomes. I could just tell her what's there, and whatever route she chooses to go down, that is on her. But I'm just gonna pray for her along the way. But you guys, you can't sit up here if you're on the phone with a person and you see that it's dry, right? You can't start pouring out all of your life story,
yes,
business
just to
keep the
entertain it.
Yeah.
Yep, you can. Yeah. Just to keep the conversation going, entertaining.
Yeah.
Because then they'll be listening on purpose.
Yeah. And another thing is, be careful telling your quote-unquote friend stuff about, especially about people you really care about. So if you tell them about something about your auntie or something about your cousin, and they that petty, and this goes for relationships, friendships, whatever the case is, they go back, okay, you tell them my business. You be like, oh, my mama, she was a hot mess the other day. I don't know why she ain't braid down her hair under that wig, whatever. And then y'all get into it. And then that person want to call up Miss Star and be like, Miss Star, Marche, I don't know why she treated me funny. She fake because she said this about you. Next thing you know, you on punishment. So it's like, keep your business private, especially when you know, or about other people, when you know it's going to break their heart and hurt their feelings.
Yep.
It's going to change the trajectory of the way they look at you. It's going to change it.
Yep, it really is. Mm. So they wouldn't look at you the same.
They wouldn't look at you the same. And a lot of the times when we put ourselves in a situation, we might not even look at ourselves the same because we feel so guilty about, it's something in your spirit. Your spirit will feel so guilty about how you stoop down to that level just for a good laugh, just for a good entertainment. You laugh at it, the cost of another person's pain just for you to have temporary pleasure of laughing about it. And that's not okay. That's mean girl energy. And you reap what you sow. That means what goes around comes around. And it's another word.
Karma.
Hello?
Yup.
Karma is another word for that that starts with a K. I was about to say karma. Karma is real. And what you put in the universe, you shall receive in return. Ain't that right, Miss Marche?
Uh-huh, that's right. You right.
Woo! So that's the time I have for you guys today. This is the Teen Talk Podcast. This is our very first one with Miss Marche, Marche Dynasty.
Hey!
Yes, and we will have future episodes. We're going to start posting once a week with these Teen Talks. We're going to keep it audio for now with her Teen Talk. Eventually, we might do a video once she gets more comfortable and we get more into it. You know what I mean? But yeah, y'all, be sure to like, share, comment. Most importantly, subscribe. We're looking out for the youth, the young generation. Also, be sure to check out my website. I will post everything in the description box below, you guys. Also, I'm just going to put this out here, okay?
Okay.
Ladies, and this is for the mama bears who's watching, and who knows, a teenager too, okay? Many reasons to leave that boy alone. Check my book out on Amazon. It's only $5.99. It's on sale right now. If a person is toxic and you feel like you don't want to give them no more of your time, effort, or energy, you need to order this book. It's 120 blank pages for you to write down all the things that that person has put you through. Sometimes it might be more than 120. Sometimes it might be less. The list is entirely up to you. I just put the pages in, okay? And you can review that whenever you have the urge to reach out to that person. You're like, you know what, this is toxic, that person no longer deserves any more of my energy, right?
Yep.
And also, fellas, I have a book for you as well, Many Reasons to Leave That Chick Alone. The same shabam goes vice versa for you guys. Like I said, check out my website. If you made it down to the end of this video, I would like for you to put a yellow heart and a star in the comments. That let me know that you made it here this far. Our community is growing and I'm so proud of each and every one of you. Welcome to the community. Welcome to my channel. Thank you guys so much for supporting me. I'm finally monetized on all my platforms.
Yeah, woo woo!
So I'm very proud of that, and you guys continue to support the community. Also, if you guys want me to do any type of topics, be sure to email me. I will put that in the description box as well at theiconicradioshow@gmail.com. You can email me or you can put it in the comment box below if you have any video suggestions or ideas. It could be something you're going through, a little spam. It could be something you just want me to touch on, right? So if you want to remain anonymous as well during my Dear Stars, email me, hey Star, I got a topic I want you to speak about, but I would like to remain anonymous. I really don't want my name out there in the shabam, but I really need this, you know. I will do it for you and put you down as anonymous. And if you don't wish to remain anonymous, I will give you a shout out. We got no problem with that, baby. So just let's help each other along the way and grow our community and our foundation. If you want to look at my previous Dear Star episodes, I will link that in the description box as well. Till next time, it's your girl, Sweet Stardom. And it's your girl, Marche Dynasty.
We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.